take to the summer breeze. Here's a groove and land, I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey. Less conversation, a little more action. All this anticipation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less fight. A little less fight, a little more spark. Oh, you have to open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking.
Now, we can change this up a little bit this week because I think I've managed to get a slightly better broadcasting setup working. So, in theory, any one of us should be able to hear the music finishing and chime in. Just saying, if anybody wants to take the lead.
This is what happens when you take a little break. We come back and there's all these, like, broadcasting improvements.
That's amazing. Hey, I'm glad to see you both. I know we've had a little break as we've all been in various parts of not our own homes, but somewhere else.
I know.
It's been amazing. And I'm glad to see you both back. I've missed you guys.
Yeah, me too. I have to say that there was a little bit of a vacant hole in my heart on Sunday, but I pushed through and managed to enjoy my vacation nonetheless.
Me too.
Well, I confess.
Although I broke a tooth today, so I'm not sure that counts as enjoyment.
Oh. And you can get a dentist in the UK, though? That is a possibility now.
Sorry, Anne-Marie, what was that?
Can you actually get a dentist in the UK now, though? It is possible to consult a dentist.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have a brand new dentist, my first ever dentist in Cardiff, in Wales. His name is Charlie, and he's been proactively DMing me throughout lockdown ever since my tooth broke in March.
Oh, my God.
And I had an appointment booked in for the 23rd, but a big chunk of the tooth fall off today. So I DM'd him, and I said, here's an updated picture of the now 3/4 of a tooth. Any chance we could meet before the 23rd of July, just in case more of it breaks off? So that's the current situation.
Oh, Tanis, you're saying my audio is a little bit choppy. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That could just
that's
be
better.
My crappy internet connection, I'm afraid. I'll try to keep the microphone near my mouth. But yeah, apologies to everybody else. Being in the middle of the city doesn't seem to guarantee me any good internet connection these days, because the whole world is on the internet doing all the things.
I can hear you fine, Anne-Marie, loud and clear now.
Excellent. So we should probably just say a little bit about the track we opened with. Why did we, where did that come from? Tell us more.
So while I was on holiday, I moved house, or rather completed the move of my house, which started in March. So it's been a little while. And one of the things I moved with was a precious collection of CDs. Mind you, I don't have a CD player, so I am committed to my collection of CDs. God, I'm so embarrassed while I'm even saying this. And one of the things I moved with that I kept since the 90s was a selection of CD singles that I seem to be particularly attached to. And so I made a Spotify playlist of all the CD singles that I've moved with. And this is one of the songs. So at some point in the 90s, or after, I decided to buy this as a CD single, and that's what I did. Yeah, so. And so this is in some ways my embarrassing radio DS106 show.
Well, except it's not embarrassing at all. It's so good. I listened to it last night, and I just like I loved this whole collection.
Oh,
it was just
you.
Such a treat. Yeah, that's really kind of you to say.
I think if we're gonna cover embarrassing playlists, we're gonna alternate between a couple of playlists today. Because you offered up your CD singles playlist, which is this wonderful curated selection of music that we all enjoy. And I had an unexpectedly long road trip, and I had made myself a playlist to sustain me for the road trip. And it's about 4.5 hours of music. And the journey I was doing, which should have been about 3.5 hours. Well, I got 2 rotations on that playlist, and I think is what fueled me to keep going. And Tanis, do you have any words you wish to share about my playlist?
No words. I'm just glad I didn't have to do that car ride with you, because that wasn't really the playlist I was expecting you to pull together for that trip. Let's just put it that way. So, but I mean, it's good for a laugh. It really is. And there's a couple good ones in there.
I'm just looking forward to playing Surrender. I'm ready for it.
I'll tweet out that picture I shared last night of my 1,100 kilometer trip to Jasper. Jasper is 350 kilometers away normally, and I got to do a detour, which made it 1,100 kilometers.
Only in Canada.
Yeah, there isn't actually 1,100 kilometers of a detour to do in the UK, you know, unless I went.
No,
from Edinburgh to my mum's house via Plymouth or something. I really have to try. So we should probably pick another song, and then we can talk about just where we've been, because Tanis, we haven't covered where you've been. But let's play another song. Who wants to choose something? And which playlist? We're very unorganized this morning.
Tanis, do you want to go first?
Yeah. What I mean, let's start with this first song on Marin's playlist. Like I also have to say, but with this playlist, which hopefully you'll share after, we always do. But the way that they were sequenced in the playlist was just kind of perfect too. And I don't know if you did that intentionally, but they just, one song just kind of flowed to another really, really well. So I say we start at the top.
Cool. Well, that's the way they came out of the box. So I basically just unpacked this box of CD singles and then just looked at them on Spotify, each one. So that's the way I unpacked them.
So no, you DJ'd it and put lots of thought into it, right? You are secretly, a radio DJ that you are.
That's right. Thanks for that, Tanis. I forgot about that.
Okay, let's play it.
Make it up.
didn't pay attention there. That stops really abruptly.
Very abruptly. It's edgy.
Oh my goodness. I was too busy taking a swig of coffee. I'm really doing well this morning. The first song we tried to play, I managed to swipe my finger across the trackpad as I was starting it off and zoomed it to about halfway through. Excellent Sunday morning behaviour.
So, Tanis, where have you been?
So, I was at a ranch, like a horse ranch, which was actually, it's about 5 or 6 hours north of Vancouver, so on the number one highway that goes north, and it's definitely in ranch country. So, I didn't really know what to expect. I just knew that we were, you know, this was arranged by Bob, and I just knew that we were going somewhere, and we show up, and I thought kind of it was going to be, I don't know, a little bit like, I mean, I expected it to be a bit, I guess, rough around the edges a little bit, but I didn't quite expect it to be so rustic for the amount of money we were paying to do this. And we were staying in these 100-year-old log cabins in a ranch with, like, you know, no bathroom and no shower that was close by. We had to kind of trek up the hill to go to the bathrooms and the showers. And but it was really kind of amazing. It was just, you know, lots of full days of riding horses and beautiful landscapes and a beautiful lake that we could jump in and go tubing. And so there was quite the contrast of experience. And also that they make all your meals while you're there, so you don't have to cook or clean or do anything of that. So there was, you know, on the one hand, the accommodation was so basic and one step above camping, really. But on the other hand, there was all this kind of comfort that kind of made it, you know, a really good experience. So, yeah, Flying U Ranch, in case anybody's curious about, you know, what that's all about.
And horses? Big fan?
I'm scared of horses. I don't really like them. And I spent quite a bit of time riding as a kid because I had a friend who had two horses, and this is what we did after school. And I never got over my fear of horses. So I was kind of putting on a brave face one. But as it turns out, riding horses as an adult is a lot different than riding it as a kid. But I did have one of my kids was kind of anxious pretty much the whole time. And I do remember feeling that way too. So it's a different experience as an adult for sure. I was much more comfortable and relaxed, but I mean, I'm not going to run out and buy a horse or become a horse lady. That's for sure. It's not in my blood. It doesn't run in my veins. And one thing about being at these ranches is that you're surrounded by people who are crazy horse people. Like, people come up there to do this every year. They've been going there for decades to do this with their families. The people that work there live and breathe horses all day long, and then they go home to their horses after work. So you're around crazy horse people, and it's pretty something. It's definitely something else.
I remember doing some analysis of one of the first MOOCs that Edinburgh produced, Equine Nutrition, and we were doing social network analysis on what was going on inside the forums, and that particular course stood out against the other five. The other five had, you know, clusters of people around tutors or teaching assistants. Some of the biggest connectors in that course were peers, were students speaking to other students. And that course just became known colloquially by those of us doing the data analysis as British people like horses. it was really big in Britain. Most of the people came who studied in that course came from Britain, and yeah, they just talked horses in the forums all the time. It was kind of cool, you know, but yeah,
they very, find very their different. People, that's for sure. It's
And as a knitter, yeah. I'm pretty certain if we put a similar course together, a similar pattern would appear. I'm not going to throw all horsey people under the bus on this one. There are other communities who behave the same.
Yeah, it's pretty special. Although, having said that, I mean, somebody made the comparison to cat people, and lo and behold, this young, you know, 25-ish-year-old girls show up in this big cube van. They'd driven across the country from Quebec. And in their van, they had 12 cats and two dogs.
What?
12 cats and two dogs.
What?
And, you know, and they weren't 65-year-old single ladies. They were, like, 25. And so we just, that took the whole level of, I guess, animal love to a new level, I think. They didn't stay very long because we were kind of wondering, like, they're not unpacking their van and their cats, so, you know, and the van didn't have window. It just kind of felt, it was kind of odd because you sort of wondered about how those animals were doing in their cross-country drive across, you know, 4 days of Canada. But yeah, it was strange. So that's the kind of place I was in, though. It's like one of those places where anybody, any type of person can just show up, and it's just not your usual environment, which is pretty, and it's pretty amazing, right? And I'm sure, Anne-Marie, you know, you're getting a little bit of that in your travels in Canada, too. So
a little bit.
It adds some flavor.
And there's another road trip involving animals happening right now, but I guess we can save that and come back to it because that's possibly quite exciting as well. Maren, I've got to ask, did you have a birthday while we were taking a break?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, did I mention this million times before? I had an awesome birthday, actually. I had a lockdown 40th and it was amazing. My lovely colleagues from work threw me a surprise virtual birthday party with a not-so-virtual visitor, Debbie Baff, who came in person socially distanced to my house to drop off a whole treasure trove of presents. And you guys sent me a present all the way from Canada, which was amazing. I was so thrilled. And I've been painting happily away with watercolor pens ever since. So thank you again. I had the best birthday during my holiday, and I really, really enjoyed it. Made me feel loved and being really special. It was a wonderful birthday. I spent my actual birthday on the beach, which was really special, and I had the best day.
Oh, very pleased to hear it.
Wow. Yeah, not many people can say they had an awesome birthday during lockdown, but you made it happen. And I got the impression, too, it wasn't a birthday, it was a birth week. Am I right?
I totally had a birthday week, and I got my parents sent me presents in the mail, and we had, like, you know, virtual hangouts, and I saw friends, and, you know, I got to go to the beach. I had ice cream for breakfast on my birthday, which is the only way to roll, really, I think. So yeah, it was really, really awesome. I had a lovely time, and I have to say, everybody in my life made such a huge effort to make this a special occasion. I felt really, like, emotional. I was like, oh my God, there's another card and another present. And it was so unexpected. I think I got more kind of, you know, contributions from people to my birthday this year than I have in the last 10 years put together. So I'm turning 40 again next year.
I don't think it works like that, unfortunately. I think you get one shot of this.
Well, I think you can make it up as you go along.
You think so. I think so too. But I really made the most of it, and I had a wonderful time. So thank you. It was really special.
Well, I think you should get to choose the next song. What would you like?
Oh, well, I must choose Surrender from the from the road trip playlist. I think that is one of my favorite songs, and I just saw it, and I saw the map that you showed, had Tanis and me before the show, of you driving 1,100 kilometers, and I just felt for you, so that's my choice.
I did it over 2 days. I did the first maybe 800 in one day, and then collapsed. That was 9 hours of driving. But yeah, okay. I'll tweet it out while we're playing this as well. So yeah, Surrender by Cheap Trick. And I think everybody can see where this is gonna go.
Wow, that was
what was that, Thomas?
I'm just trying to imagine 11 hours of driving with that on repeat.
There's more on the playlist than that, as I think you know. I think, let me see.
No, it's all good. It's a whole new side of Anne-Marie that we're discovering, that your range of musical taste is huge, because if you have a whole playlist that's like that you listen to for 11 hours, like, your repertoire of range is just, it's astonishing.
I'll listen to any old shite, I think, is what you're trying to say there. What was it you said?
I must say, I really hate this song, but I also love it because I used to play Guitar Hero. And I really like this song. Like, I used to really try very hard and beat that level on the game. And I never managed it. Like, at some point, like, when the chorus comes in, I always mess it up every time. So I listen to that song many, 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 many times. And every time I failed. It was like mocking me. It's like, surrender to the game. I was like, okay.
Oh boy. Well, I get to choose one now. And I think, well, I've got a lot to choose from my own playlist. There is 4 hours and 57 minutes of music on that playlist. But I'm going to go for one of Maren's. This is a memory for me of, I'm trying to think when it would have been. Would I have been at school or would I have just started university? I'll need to check the dates and stuff. But Wake Up Boo by the Boo Radleys.
Awesome choice.
Well, clearly they're all awesome because they're all on your CD singles list. Nice and upbeat after that last nice upbeat choice. So I'll fire away with it. And then maybe we can talk about the other animal road trip that I mentioned earlier. Because something exciting is happening right now.
Yes, woof woof.
It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning.
Oh, welcome back, and what an awesome tune. It is evening here in the UK, but I believe it is morning for our Canadian listeners and some of our US listeners as well. So wake up on DS106 Radio. And I'm a really awesome choice. Tanis, are you awake? Are you going to tell us about this mysterious wolf-wolf road trip that is going on right now?
Yeah, it's been an adventure. So we are getting a dog. And
wow, just, that's exciting.
It is. It's I was the last holdout in the family for the dog situation. But as things happen during COVID, you reassess all kinds of things in your life. So I finally gave in. And Bob, my husband, is actually in Edmonton right now picking up our dog. So he's waving at Anne-Marie as he drives by.
What sort of dog are you getting?
We're getting a German short-haired pointer, which was, again, it was my husband's choice. So it's a very energetic, generally it's a hunting dog, even though we don't hunt. And yeah, but we are in the woods a lot, like mountain biking and hiking. And so he really wanted a dog that could go really long ways, you know, go really far, spend the whole day out and on the mountain. So
nice.
That's how we ended up with it. But when he actually found the breeder, he neglected to ask where he was located. So he put down the money. He was so excited that I'd finally said yes. He put down the money for the dog and then found out later that the dog was actually located in Edmonton. So which is very typical of Bob. But it's sort of set off a whole series of events where, you know, we were supposed to drive up there to get it, but then for a variety of reasons, it didn't happen. And as a result, at the very last minute, he had to get a flight up there this morning, and he rented a car and he's driving back with the dog right now. So I'm going to tweet out a picture of this very cute puppy that we now have. Aww. That's snoozing on the passenger seat beside him as he makes his own 11-hour road trip back to Vancouver. So cool. Not envious of that drive.
Does he need a playlist? I've got one.
You know what, Anne-Marie? He would probably love your playlist, actually. He would love it because he's just, I mean, he's more of a blues guy, but he definitely would be excited about your playlist. So maybe I should tweet it out to him in case he needs to listen to something on his way back.
Well, I think an 11-hour road trip sounds like a bonding experience with a puppy, that's for sure. Cool.
Oh yeah, I think
you'll have
so
a
yeah that was my road trip.
Who said what there? Somebody said sorry, something about running.
I was just saying, if you're getting an energetic puppy, you will have a dog to go running with eventually.
That's true.
Yes. Well, yeah, maybe run and walk. More of a run walker, but yeah, we'll definitely be. It's a dog that needs 2 hours of walking a day, so there's no stopping when it's dark at 5 p.m. and raining outside. So I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be jumping up to do the 2-hour walk then, but we'll manage.
My next door neighbors back home have dogs. They used to have three. Sadly, one of them, Harry, passed away this year. But Branny, the youngest, second youngest, he's a Bernese mountain dog. So he wants to pull. He was bred to pull little carts and things up in the Swiss Alps. And he's this big fluffy monster. I put a picture on Twitter ages ago of me sitting on their sofa with this enormous fluffy dog all over me. He's super sweet and he thinks he's tiny and he wants to get on your lap and everything. But Charlotte's been doing Canicross with him and they run together. They do competitive races together and he literally pulls her along the track. And he's another one of these wants to go for hours and hours and hours. Very cute. Very cute. Also disgustingly mucky when he comes back because he's a big floofy monster, of course, and he runs through puddles and things. So good call on a short hair dog. Very practical.
Yeah.
Tanis, it's your call for another song.
Well, so Anne-Marie, you're going to be surprised to hear that I'm going to pick one from your playlist. It's probably going to be the only one that I will pick. But you had a cult song on there that was nestled in between Huey Lewis and the News and you know, Lover Boy somewhere. So let's just say it jumped out at me.
Hey, there's Def Leppard on that playlist and everything, and you've chosen a Def Leppard track in the past.
You're right. I might have to scrutinize that a bit more, but I have so much more I have to get to on Maren's list today, so let's just leave it at that.
Okay, let's play this one then, and I'll continue to hang my head in shame.
Oh, that was an fun. Awesome tune.
So imagine me, you
it's
know,
so good.
7-8 hours into this journey, back away from the Rocky Mountains, heading, I've lost sight of the mountains again. I'm back out on the prairies. It's flat. It's like so flat. Never seen anything so flat in my life. The sun is setting behind me, so that's still this sort of blue blush in the sky. And there's this really big moon up high, kind of off to my left, and it's really clear skies. I can see for miles, and everything's kind of half evening light, half moonlight. And then I've got I've got things like that playing in the car. Shortly after that, the sun set, it was completely dark, and I realised I was probably going to have a nasty traffic accident with a large animal, and decided to stay in a hotel and break the journey. But that last bit, as I was barreling down across the prairies, was just stunning. As a place to road trip, I have to say, Canada, it's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, you have to like long car rides, that's for sure, and you know, be willing to get into the groove with it. So but you certainly, there's the nice thing is that there's so much variety of landscape here that, you know, you're not in one, well, especially in BC, you're not in one ecosystem for very long. It just changes pretty, you know, from hour to hour, so that's pretty fun.
I get the impression it's maybe less like that on the prairies. Seems to be a lot of flat for a very long period of time, but just that being able to see for miles. I mean, Britain is such a small country. In the north of Scotland, you definitely have these, well, even southern Scotland where I live, big open skies, but the landscape is still, you know, lots of small hills and bumps and lumps, and the flatness, I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's kind of overwhelming in a way I didn't expect. You know, I'm used to being awed by mountains and waterfalls and enormous lakes, but vast expanses of flat nothing are quite beautiful too, it would appear. Anyway, Maren, your choice next. What would you like?
Well, I wanted to reassure frequent listeners that obviously there were singles that are bought by The Cure, but I didn't put them on this playlist because I have The Cure on every playlist. And, you know, I just wanted to reassure you that just because we're not picking it, it was still there in my collection. So I was really torn between either playing Skunk Anansie or playing The Fugees. And so I think I'm going to go for The Fugees, which was one of the songs really enjoyed playing as a single, and I played on repeat one for a long time. And well, it's probably a really well-known song. I still think it's really awesome, Killing Me Softly with his song.
Okay. Oh, I love this one. And I actually went down a Fugees rabbit hole last night after I was listening to your playlist. I went on Wikipedia and was catching up with Lauryn Hill's life and how many kids she has and the whole thing with Wyclef Jean. And it was just, yeah, thanks, Maren. I lost about, you know, 30 minutes of productivity there, but it got me also back into her, her solo album, which I hadn't realized had won so many awards and had was such a key album for so many people that came after her. So what a talented woman. Like, she was an actress as well. I didn't realize that. I don't know.
Yeah,
she's still alive.
She's in a few films as well. I remember around the same sort of time. Let's go for it.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
This is Wyclef, refugee camp, Criswell, little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes.
Point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need to.
Whoop. A little clumsy on the pause button there. So unfortunately, Marin's had to step away and go and find some painkillers for that broken tooth. But she has left us with her
last
pick. I know. I've broken a tooth before on a biscuit my ex-husband made. So you can imagine how I felt about that. It's not pleasant. It was all his fault.
That ultimately led to the divorce. You know, there you go.
It was one.
It was a biscuit.
Many things. Actually, very, very good at making biscuits. And I think it's fair to say my tooth probably... Yeah, there was some kind of fundamental flaw there that the biscuit just tipped it over the edge.
Makes for a good story, though, about biscuits and X's and broken teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, actually, maybe not in that order. That sounds terrible.
So we've got Maren's pick. We're nearly at the top of the hour again. We've got Maren's pick, and then I'll pick one. And then I think you've got to dash off at about 15:15 as well. So
I do indeed.
We'll have a couple more tracks, and then we'll say our goodbyes. And I have an idea for something I'd like to play as the closing track, but we'll see.
Oh, well, you're welcome to it, because that sounds good. It's your slot.
I feel like you really need to hear Bentley's going to sort you out, because I think Bentley's going to sort you out fairly shortly.
Hey, I've been nervous about this for a while now. Just like, oh God, what's it going to be like having one more thing going on in my life? But I have to say, after seeing the photos, I'm pretty I'm pretty excited. So
he's very cute, very cute.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play "Coffee and TV" by Blur. This was Maren's choice again from her CD singles list, and then. I might choose one from my dreadful playlist. Sorry, Tanis. And you can see how you feel and whether you want one last choice after that. just to take the edge off it again. But let's go for it, Coffee and TV.
I think I'm surrendering this week. I think that song is really about me surrendering to your playlist.
You tried to avoid that hard in our conversations. It was funny. Maren's playlist is so great. What about mine? I have no words.
It's classics. There's lots of classics on there. That's what I'll say.
There is. Oh, yes, there is. Okay, let's go for it.
Do you think?
Well, that was a slice of my youth again.
Oh, I love that one. It's just got such a good, like, I don't know, happy, good times kind of a vibe. I love it.
Yeah, there was quite a few around that time that Blur did that were all kind of quite whimsical and cutesy, and, you know, these posh arty boys do their cute whimsical nonsense. I have a love-hate relationship with them, I have to say. I mean, some of the music is quite nice, but they were kind of arseholes as well.
Oh my god, let's talk about Huey Lewis in the news then. And the Loverboy choices. You clearly have something to say about arty whimsical boys that are arseholes, as
yep,
you say.
I do. There's a whole playlist
as opposed to the arsehole, like, you know, glam rockers or.
Yes, fair point. You've brought up Huey Lewis in the news several times now, Tanis. I feel like there's maybe a pain point in here for you.
You know what? Honestly, I had a Huey Lewis in the news cassette back in the day, and it's probably, depending on which one you play, I probably know all the words. So there's, like Def Leppard, I do have my spots. Yeah, I used to love Huey Lewis in the news. I mean, I just keep bringing him up because I can't remember all the other ones on your list, but that one jumped out at me. And I do know you have three, you said three Loverboy songs on your
there's only two.
Playlist as
there's
well?
There's only two.
Oh, there's only two. Okay. One wasn't enough, but you went for two.
I did. I mean, there's worse.
Honestly, like Loverboy isn't so bad. I could probably listen to some Loverboy too, and a little bit of Def Leppard. And maybe a Huey Lewis in the news song. Yeah, I could do that. I'm just giving you a hard time. It's unnecessary.
It's all good. I mean, I'm gonna fully own the Mr. track choice that's there. There isn't really an excuse for that, but you know.
You know, I didn't listen to that one, but it joggled a memory, and it's probably one of those songs that I know and probably know the words to as well, because it was probably in a time of my life. So maybe we need to play that one. I played Chilliwack.
I think there's another show we could do here.
Okay, the really embarrassing song choices show, because we've already done the embarrassing ones.
Do you know what? I'm not embarrassed. I was having a lot of fun. I did a very, very long drive, and I actually enjoyed most of it. Because A, I didn't get caught speeding, and B, I was just indulging myself in all of my cheesy, fun choices, and there was nobody around to stop me.
Honestly, I you can't flaw. There's no flaws in that. I mean, that is pretty amazing. And there's nothing right. There's nothing like the perfectly matched playlist for your bride, you know, for the drive. When those two things kind of come together, it's magical and memorable. So I'm glad for this playlist for you.
Well, I am going to play something off it. And then I think you've got one more choice you might quite like to play as well. So we could maybe put that in a play out song together, because I'm mindful of the time. But I want to play Magic by The Cars, because this is up at the start of that playlist, and obviously it repeated a few times, and there were a couple of times when I, you know, unplugged my phone and plugged it back in and it went back to the start of the playlist, so it probably got a little more rotation than things later down the end of the playlist. So I heard this a lot and didn't get sick of it, so I'm going to play it again. So here we go.
Excellent.
Summer, summer, summer. It's
So how was that for you, Tanis? Did you cope?
You know what? I love that song. I didn't realize it was called Magic, and I know all the words. And now I'm scrolling through your playlist because I realize I've been giving you a hard time for nothing. Because actually, there's, you know, we could actually probably do a show with your playlist because, like, it does, there's a lot of memorable things in it. So I take back everything I said. I was too judgy.
Except for Huey Lewis in the News, right?
No, I mean, again, like I said, if I want to sing along to something, that's a good choice. So Tom Petty, I used to love Tom Petty. You've got some Go-Go's in there, which is great. You got my favorite Pour Some Sugar on Me again. You gave me a hard time about that one. And like, here it is, it made your playlist. Duran Duran. Okay. Like, yeah. Turn Up the Radio. Oh, that's a good one. Oh my goodness. Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe. Actually, that's a great one. Oh, see? There's even a Van Halen one in there that I, you know, don't despise. This is you know, we've got some choices in here. Oh shoot, where'd it go? I lost my playlist again.
It's a total feel good playlist.
It's definitely got a mood, and it's Kansas. Oh my goodness, Joan Jett. I mean, Joan Jett is always a great choice. Wow, yeah. This is I feel like we have some listeners that would love this playlist.
Well, maybe we can revisit it. There's 72 songs on it, so there's plenty there.
There's lots of choice. There's something for everybody. I think, oh yeah, maybe this needs to be its own show.
I think you need to listen to maybe the whole thing and you know, listen to it through like you do to all of our other playlists and see how you feel.
I should, yeah. That would be, you know, maybe we should play Mr. Mister next. it's my choice, isn't it?
It is your choice. It is your choice. And I suggest, given we've got about 2 minutes before you need to run away, that we play your last choice, and then I'm going to stick another song on the end, which hopefully you might be able to catch. I'll save it for another time. We'll save it for another time. We'll just play out with your choice. So what do you want to play out with? You did have a previous choice, but you can change it if you want. Anything you like.
Well, you had a good choice too. So why don't we, like, let's do your choice. I'm good with that. I'll have lots of choices in the future. I don't need to pick next. What's your mood?
I was going to play out with that track I mentioned earlier in honor of your new member of your family.
Oh yeah, let's do that. I want to be able to hear that before I jump in my car. So.
Well, this is the theme tune for your new Doug. Bentley's going to sort you out.
Oh, this is great. I can't wait to hear this. And I think you said something about there's an ace in the title too?
The band are called Bentley Rhythm Ace. And the drummer, Fuzz Townsend, was in Popolite itself before he was in Bentley Rhythm Ace. So it's got quite a good...
Because what's funny is... What's sort of funny is that the name that the dog got from the dog breeder place was actually Ace. So I found that kind of very serendipitous. So I don't know. The worlds are coming together now.
Well, there you go then. Let's play out with this. And we can revisit the enormous playlist fun maybe next week when Maren might be able to talk again. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for we were really chatty today, weren't we? But we haven't talked to each other in a couple weeks on the radio. So it was really great to be able to chat
nice
with all three of you, all two of you, all three of us.
All three of us. How many of us are there?
And hear about our stories and stuff. I feel so, I mean, it's just been really wonderful to have, first of all, have a bit of a break, and then to also be back together again like this on Sunday morning for the Sunday special, and seeing people pop up on Twitter, and it's just it's really, really great. It's a great start to my day, and thank you, Anne-Marie, for pulling this together for us as always, and tweaking our setup, and
no problem at all.
It's just, it worked out really well.
Absolutely, my pleasure as always. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you. I could try shout a few people out. I think Tracy's still listening. Shahira. I'm going to do a very bad job. Marin is so much better at keeping in track of who's listening. But thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we'll see you next week. Enjoy. And I'm sure there'll be more to say about Bentley the puppy next week. A lot more to say. I can guarantee it's going to involve at least one story about peeing somewhere inappropriate.
Oh, God, yes. It's like, yeah. And there'll be more photos, too. More photos of Bentley outside of a car. So that'll be fun.
Okay. Well, then.
Okay.
Bentley's going to sort you out. See you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.